So we'll just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that we are the leading edge of non-physical. We are that divine energy perfectly and powerfully expressing as individuality, as what looks like separate clumps that are truly never separate. I know that each of us is endlessly connected to the infinite nature of who we are. So we appear to be finite, but in truth we are also infinite. We appear to be temporal, but in truth we are also eternal. We appear to be local, but in truth we are also non-local. We appear to be physical, but in truth we are also non-physical. And so we deliberately set our intention in this moment to allow the fullness of our being to be present right here and right now, smiling with our smile, sparkling in our eyes, breathing in our lungs. The wholeness, the fullness, the infinite nature of who we are is infinite intelligence. It is omnipresent love. All of these divine qualities, peace and grace, power and health, abundance and well-being, joy and success and fulfillment and laughter and playfulness and freedom and fun, they are all ever present, for that is the very essence of life in the universe. And so we take this time now to simply relax and breathe. Relax and be. Be present in the fullness of life, allowing ourselves to center into this truth of who we are, that we are here to simply be, to be individual, to be infinite at the same time. It is such a paradox, but each of us is perfectly orchestrated to have a life that is full and rich and rewarded and successful and powerful. We are that. We are. Whether we're currently manifested as feeling that or not, that is the truth of who we really are. So let's just breathe into the love that is the truth of who we are. Breathing into our heart space, and allowing the love that we are to center within us in our conscious awareness. We are love. We are open to the love that is the truth of who we are. We are open to giving and receiving love right now. So let's set our intention in this moment to expand our capacity to give and receive love, opening our hearts to experience the love that is present right here and right now. We are loved right now. We are loved by the non-physical essence of who we are right now. Feel in your heart the divine love of your inner being. Whoever says, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased," you are loved. I am loved. We are loved in this moment. So we just center down in that love, feeling warm and cozy and comfortable and secure, feeling relaxed and safe and open to this love that endlessly flows to us. We are the recipient of infinite love, opening that channel to love with divine intention. We come into alignment with who we came here to be in the physical. We came to know ourselves as beloved. We came to be that being of love that is open to giving and receiving love in every situation, in every moment, in this moment, right now. We feel the love that is the infinite truth of who we are. And we take this opportunity to send this love to our friends. Begin by sending love to the person in your life who is easiest to send love to. Whoever it is, it could be a beloved pet or a grandniece or a new baby. It could be a dear friend. It could be a family member, someone who blesses our lives every day, someone we haven't seen in 20 years, someone even who may not even be physical anymore. Allow that infinite love in your heart to flow out to this lovable being that comes to mind when you feel your heart overflow with love. Allow your love to overflow into the life of this other one now. Feel the preciousness of this special individual, one that you see as lovable, one that you can feel the true nature of who they really are. Someone you can feel the divine in, and allow your love to meet the love of that individual, expanding love in your heart as you open to give and receive love intentionally. Even in your imagination, this flow of love is endless. It is real. Love in this moment, even with a person who is imagined, is real. Love is all there is, and love is omnipresent. So there is nowhere love is not. Expand your focus now and see someone else as lovable. Send love to this other person and open your heart to receive the love that is coming back. Even if this other person doesn't consciously love you or think of you in this moment or even ever in the physical, the infinite nature of this one loves you infinitely. We are never disconnected from those we love in the infinite aspect of who we are. Love simply is. Love simply flows endlessly and always between any two points in the universe, between any heart and any other heart, across the ethers, in the non-physical, love is. Ever and always, nowhere love is not. So simply allow that love to overflow in you and through you, feeling the impact of flowing love on your physical body. Notice what happens in your body as you consciously flow love. See if you relax. See if there's an impact in your heart, in your mind, on your face, in your smile. If you can feel your eyes glowing. If you can feel your skin becoming radiant. Allow the love that is the truth of your being to shine more brightly within you in a way that you can imagine, in a way that you can perceive in this moment. Feel the love that you are. Feel the grace that you are. Feel the wholeness that you are. And in this moment, let us turn our awareness to the health of who we are, the true wholeness and magnificent, vibrant, good health that is who we really are in this physical lifetime. Infinite energy flows in us and through us in every moment of all of time, in every atom that makes up our bodies, in every organ, cell, and system. There is infinite energy, source energy flowing in us as us. We are that. We are the loving energy of source. And so feel that love. And notice if there's anywhere in your body that doesn't feel complete or whole in this moment. Any part of you might have a pain or a worry about. and focusing that love that is flowing infinitely in your heart on that place, breathing into that place, becoming aware of that space, loving that aspect of who you are, loving the truth of who you are, loving this body that knows so perfectly what to do. Abraham says that it does us good to acknowledge that our bodies know what to do. Our bodies are so incredibly brilliant. So simply tuning in now to this infinite brilliance, becoming conscious of the divine energy that flows in us as us, we relax deeply, fully, richly into this wholeness of who we truly are, and allow that divine energy, that divine love, that divine warmth or vibration to come into every organ, cell, and system of our body, revealing a wholeness that has ever been there, awaiting our intention and intention. So we intend now to let the full vibrational perfection of our being be revealed. We allow ourselves to feel this grace flowing in our veins, in our lymphatic system, beating in our hearts, breathing in our lungs, thinking in our minds, smiling on our faces, sparkling in our eyes, true love, endless energy, glorious spirit, divinely expressing as who and what we truly are. We are that love. We are that wholeness. We are that peace right now. Relaxing into peace. Centering down into this divine energy. We feel the love that we are applied to our physical bodies. Noticing the value, the beauty, the power, the perfection, and the grace of our physical bodies right now. We feel this energy flowing through us, in us, and all around us. Acknowledging that divine health, that divine well-being, that all is well feeling that says yes to vibrancy and aliveness and a zesty, joyful life. We are strong, we are powerful, we are flexible, we are free, and life is good. Life is exemplified by well-being. Breathing now into this endless stream of well-being, we begin to set our intention to open to the richness of life, to the endless prosperity, to the endless good, to the infinite fortune that already exists in our vibrational escrow. We are rich beyond words. We are prosperous and filled with light. We are open to this amazing flow of well-being right now, right now. Feeling the flow, feeling the love, feeling the wholeness, feeling the prosperity, feeling the abundance, and noticing that it comes in blessings of so many different colors and flavors and textures and scents, knowing abundance financially, knowing an infinite variety of possibilities and choices, knowing that we are blessed with love and friendship and beauty and harmony and the feeling of home, the feeling of sanctuary, the feeling of peace, the feeling of aliveness, the feeling of fulfillment, the feeling of success, the feeling of opulence, the feeling of joy. Simply basking now in that endless feeling of joy that bubbles up within us as we realize we already are that which we wanted to be. We are that. We are. And remembering it's not something to create, it's simply to perceive that we already are. Perceiving the wholeness, perceiving the fullness, perceiving the peace, perceiving the love, perceiving the richness, and setting our intention consciously to open to this love flowing, to this well-being flowing, to this fortune flowing, to this freedom flowing, to this choice, to this focus on wholeness and richness and fulfillment and success. And as we relax into these blissful feelings, we are creating a grid that then can be matched by law of attraction in our lives by amazing moments where we feel the love, we feel the health, we feel the vibrant well-being, we feel alive to this magnificent life that we have chosen from non-physical, and that we allow ourselves to bask in and savor and connect with consciously now through our physical intentions. We are choosing to feel the emotions of life, to feel the emotions of joy, to feel the emotions of success and fulfillment and vibrancy and enthusiasm. We are blessed in our lives, and we are appreciative and grateful for all of these beautiful blessings. We are whole, we are. And in this wholeness, we simply begin to stretch. As we come out of this meditation, we are living more consciously, more intentionally, more fully, the beings we came here to be, living the love that we came to share, opening to the energy that wants to flow through us. The universe wants to be us, to live in us, to live as us. And for all of this, we are so blessed. We are blessed, and we know it, and so it is.